Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In today's gospel, Jesus does two healing miracles. One is for a leper, and the other for a Roman centurion. In the example of the leper, Jesus ministers to those who were considered unworthy of God. In the example of the centurion, Jesus ministers to those who considered themselves unworthy of God. In both cases, Jesus shows us the heart of God by revealing what kind of a servant he has come to be. In the previous chapters of Matthew, Jesus preached his Sermon on the Mount, which began with the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor, the meek, those who mourn, for they shall be comforted, etc. Today's gospel begins with him coming down from that very mountain to practice what he preached. When he came down from the mountain, a meek and a mourning leper came, asking Jesus to make him clean. Lepers were outcasts. They were cut off from the community of Israel, cut off from their families, on account of their disease, because to touch them was to become yourself unclean. And it may seem like a very unmerciful, but yet a very practical solution. If the lepers lived within the community, then everyone would be unclean, and no one could approach God at the temple. So they quarantined lepers so that they could be unclean amongst themselves and the rest of Israel remain clean. May seem very unkind thing to do, but evidently that's happening in China right now with respect to a coronavirus. Nevertheless, an unfortunate situation. In touching the leper, though, Jesus fulfills a prophecy. It's an important detail that he touched the leper to heal him, because it fulfills the prophecy which reads, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows." In healing the leper, Jesus rendered himself unclean before God. And many such times he did this. And it's fitting because that is why he was sent. He was sent into the world as a sacrificial lamb and scapegoat. By living among us and by fulfilling all righteousness in our midst, he was baptized into our sins. He took on our sicknesses, our uncleanness, and our guilt in order to bestow upon us his righteousness. You may notice that on Good Friday, it's quite common for people to weep for Jesus' suffering and for Jesus dying. Jesus says to the women of Israel as he's carrying his cross, "Don't weep for me, but weep for yourself and for your children." Don't weep for Jesus. Weep for yourselves and for your sins. For you are like that leper who made Jesus unclean so that you could be well. Now, you might think that it's selfish to cast your illnesses upon him, but that's exactly what he came for. Don't think that you will carry your own sins in order to spare Jesus the torment. You are not Jesus' Savior. He is yours. Jesus came for the very reason of bearing your sins, lest they crush you. And isn't it humbling to be so needy? It is embarrassing to be so weak that you would put your sins on Jesus to save yourself. But you are, after all, a poor, miserable sinner. You cannot free yourself. And to that degree, you are truly a Christian. You are on the fringes of society. You are an outcast, a stranger in a strange world. You hate your sin, but you have to admit that you cannot free yourself from it. You can only do so at God's expense. And God paid the cost in person, in the person of his only begotten Son, who, as Hebrews reads, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning the shame, and now sits at the right hand of glory. Jesus revealed his heart by ministering to those thought to be least favored by God. Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a physician, but the sick. So too I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." And sinners are not only those who were within the kingdom of God, but those who were not. And so Jesus answers the request of a Roman centurion, who is not a son of a kingdom, but a Gentile. And this Gentile shows a degree of faith unseen by Jesus in all of Israel, because he said, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed." You see, the centurion first confesses his own unworthiness to receive Jesus. And the way that he confesses this is jarring. Most of the supposed religious people thought that they were worthy to receive Jesus either because of their religious practices or because of their personal status. The Pharisees would brag that they would fast and tithe and observe festivals much more than sinners, and that made them worthy to receive the Lord. Jews thought that they were worthy to stand before God because they had the blood of Abraham. They had that status, regardless of whether they had repentance or faith of the heart. But this centurion Gentile says quite frankly that he has done nothing to deserve Jesus. Nor does his high ranking as a centurion and man with authority make him worthy either. Now, it's easy to translate our communion practice to be the same sort of thing. And in some churches, I've seen it. Some churches claim to practice closed communion, but they let the relatives of prestigious members commune simply because of their status. Others think that they deserve Jesus because they attend church every week and give tithes, though they don't believe his body and blood are given in the supper. No, the point of responsible communion practice is not to keep Jesus away from people. The point of responsible communion is not to keep people away from Jesus who don't have the right family name or who don't work hard at keeping traditions. Closed communion is to keep people away from Jesus who refuse to receive him by faith. We are worthy to approach the altar of God, not by our works, not by our status, but by faith and by faith alone. This faith is to be seen in works, to be sure, but not in human traditions or on any ability to live an outwardly flawless life. Faith is seen in repentance. Faith is seen in knowing your sin, confessing your sin from the heart, and sincerely wanting to do better. Jesus came and he ministered to the needy. He ministered not only to those who were thought to be unworthy of God, he ministered to those who considered themselves to be. The leper was miserable in the world because of his sick condition, but the centurion was miserable because of his sinful condition. Because he said, "I am not worthy," Jesus counted him worthy. And two, because we confess that our thoughts, words, and deeds are unworthy, God makes us worthy by faith. And by faith alone we are counted worthy to have him enter the house of our frail bodies, orally, as he invites us to eat his body and drink his blood for the forgiveness of our sins. He has instituted this sacrament. He said the words 2,000 years ago, and we are healed through the sacrament in this very house today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise. And now the peace of God, which passes our understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.